following is a CKEW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg Airways, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Thank you. Hey, that's true. He's right about that. That was John Hiatt and brand new music from him. It's the title track to his album that comes out next month called Terms of My Surrender. Pretty snazzy little tune. I was grooving there. I'm digging it. Even though it sounds a whole lot like Ain't Misbehaving, I'm digging it. John Hiatt, he's got a new record coming out. He also makes an appearance on another new record. What's this thing called? It's got a big, long title. It's called All My Friends, Celebrating the Songs and Voice of Greg Allman. How about that? Let's take a listen. This is probably my favorite Allman Brothers song.
Thank you. started shaking. That black box is around here somewhere. Red meat wreckage.
Album Summerland, that is John D. Graham and Black Box. We'll send that one out to CNN tonight. Before that, how could I say that One Way Out was my favorite Allman Brothers song? No, all good-hearted folks' favorite Allman Brothers song is Melissa, of course, from the album Eat a Peach. We heard that. And then we heard John Hiatt doing every good-hearted folks' second favorite Allman Brothers song, One Way Out. Also from Eat a Peach originally, but we heard John doing it on the Greg Allman tribute record, All My Friends, that just came out, a live thing. You can watch it, too, in the DVD format, or Blu-ray if you're highfalutin. Yeah. John D. Graham, we just heard him. That was pretty great, huh? Why aren't you going to see him? Well, I know you are, but I'm talking to that other guy. he hasn't committed. What's wrong with you? Now, here's the deal, okay? Now, I've loved John D. Graham forever, and I've only seen him live once. 10 years ago, he opened for John Hiatt, who we heard earlier, of course, we just told you. 10 years ago, John D. Graham opened for John Hiatt at the Walker Theater, and it was phenomenal. Just all by himself, he was phenomenal. People were throwing themselves off the balconies. They knew they didn't need to live anymore. They had just seen something so great, you know? There was no reason to go on. And, well, no, that's not totally true, but he was phenomenal. It was great. I've been wanting to see him ever since. Nobody ever brings him to town. Folkfest couldn't be bothered. Nobody else could be bothered. So I took it upon myself. I'm doing it. I'm bringing John D. Graham to Winnipeg for a proper show, finally. And we're doing it upright. It's happening in the middle of June. It's a three-night, three-venue house concert tour of Winnipeg. How about that? June 17th through the 19th. The middle date happens at the Stew Dome. We're pretty excited. It's only about half full, though, right now. We can do way better. And I know the night before is even less than half full. Jeff's doing it at the Sunset Saloon. He's first up on the Tuesday night, June 17th. And then it all wraps up on the Thursday at the River City Social Club, where we're putting together an all-star band to back John D. up for the end of the show, sort of a, you know, extended encore jam kind of a thing. It's going to be a ton of fun. And I'm not worried about that show, because when people see him Tuesday and Wednesday and they find out that the same guy who they just saw play acoustically is going to be playing with a band, they're going to freak out, and you know, that show is full, guaranteed. But, you know, me and Jeff could still use a few more bums and seats, you know? Yeah. I think I know the problem. You're from Amsterdam, aren't you? And you once worked as a music critic there, didn't you? I think so.
We'll get Johnny Graham back up here with us. Here tonight for my show. When he saw my show, he said,
Thank you. Winnipeg. This is James McMurtry, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Don't expect too much interaction with other musicians at workshops, though. he's doing two concert slots during the day, Saturday and Sunday, I believe, isn't it? I believe it's Saturday and Sunday. 2 1-hour concerts. No other workshop appearances with other artists. I don't know. I'm sure that's, you know, his doing. I'm sure it's his idea. I am a little surprised, seeing as how Shiny Ribs is going to be there at the same time. The Gourds, of course, Shiny Ribs, that's Kev Russell, ex of the Gourds, and James McMurtry and the Gourds actually toured together not so long ago. I was lucky enough to catch the show in Minneapolis. It was unfreaking believable, let me tell you. The Gorge, the encore of that show was the best encore I'd ever seen, ever in my life, ever, times 10. It was so great, seriously. Beat any Bruce Springsteen encore I'd ever seen. It was unreal. And then James got up with them and, you know, just sort of, I don't know, he did a song. He was like, whatever. He's just not that friendly a guy. I mean, he's amazing on his own, don't get me wrong. And what a guitar player. He is coming with his band, by the way. If you're wondering if James McMurtry was going to be solo at the Folk Fest, no, he's got the full band in tow, which is the way you want to see him. And, you know, he's known as a songwriter. You know, he's got this gruff nothing croak of a voice. And people always just go, yeah, but what a great songwriter he is. But, yeah, what a great guitar player he is. Seriously great. I mean, he's like, you know, guitar hero status. He's seriously great. We heard him live with his band, The Heartless Bastards, from the album Live in Ought 3. He has a little thing called Fraulein O. Get it? Fraulein O. For All I Know. Get it? Get it? It's like funny, right? Before that, see, now if John D. Graham was playing the Folk Fest, they would get on. They would do something together. You know they would. They're pals. I think John D. Graham may be the only friend James McMurtry actually has, you know, that he has fun with on occasion. We heard John D. from his album Hooray for the Moon, doing the old Latino classic of Volver, whatever it is, he did it. And John D. and James Mack together from James's other live album, Live in Europe, we heard the two of them doing John D. Graham's Laredo, Small Dark Something. That's on the DVD side of that record. It's actually a two-disc affair, the Live in Europe record. There's one DVD and one CD. And to hear that one, you gotta cook up the DVD side. So that's where that comes from. Pretty swell, huh? And like I said, John D. Graham, three nights, three venue house concert tour of Winnipeg happens next month, June 17th, 18th, and 19th. Check out the Facebook event. Give me a call. Let me know you're coming. Let me know you're one of the good-hearted. Otherwise, nuts to you. Speaking of Facebook, I should talk about websites. I don't know. I haven't updated my website. I had the show all ready to go from last week. I don't know if you tuned in last week. It sounded horrible on the radio. It sounded fine on the computer, though. And if you downloaded the podcast from the CKW website, it sounded fine there, too. Oddly enough, it sounded like heck on the radio until like the last half hour. But we were having technical difficulties last week. But they're all sorted out. I hope they are. Do I sound swell? I hope I sound swell now. But yeah, the show from last week, I had it ready to go up on the twangcrust.ca website. And something weird is going on. I'm the only person in the world who can't log in to twangcrust.ca. It's the freakiest thing. I can do it here at the university. It works fine. Everybody else, you can do it. It'll work fine for you. I can't do it on my own computer at home. It's weird. I've confounded every computer guru in the world with this thing. I don't know what's going on. So I don't know when I'm going to be able to update it again. It better be soon. I don't know. It's really weird. But anyway, you can still access the Twine Coast podcast through the CKW website, of course. That's where it comes from. CKW.ca. Yeah. Coming up this Friday at the Pyramid Cabaret. So long, Daddy-O. famed rockabilly guru Gene Pierce from Combo Combo and other assorted combos passed away earlier this year. And a bunch of his old comrades are getting together this Friday at the Pyramid Cabaret doing a little tribute show to him. Going to be reminiscing, going to be some rocking, even going to be some thespianism going on. I'm not sure what sort of form that's going to take, but it sounds like it's going to be fun. And it's happening this Friday at the Pyramid. It's sold out, totally sold out. I hope you got a ticket. They were only $10. You got no excuse. You knew it was coming. But we're all going. It's going to be a blast. And we're going to do some listening now. We've dug up a few rare tracks from the Gene Pierce vault. Stuff we didn't play in our two-part tribute show a few months back, which you can still access on the twinecrest.ca website, unless you live at my house. Then you can't. Otherwise, everybody except me and my immediate family can access the site. It's so weird. But, we're going to hear a few songs that weren't even in those shows, some rare stuff. And we're going to hear some repeats right now, just because we love it so much. Here he is, Gene Pierce, in his earliest incarnation, as a sometime bass player of The Fuse. And The Fuse is going to be one of the bands playing this Friday at Pyramid. Of course, it's the Hatcher Briggs kids. And I wonder if they're going to do, they should do some Gene tunes. I wonder who's going to sing them. It'll be interesting. It's going to be fun. Anyways, here's one. Who did this originally? It was like some crazy British band, I think, from the, it's like some 60s thing, some obscure thing. And David Bowie did this one too on his Pinups album. But it wasn't even his song, it's cover there too. But irregardless, it's cool and it's rocking, just like Gene. And here he is in 1979 with The Fuse.
There's actually five of us on a good night. Here comes one now.
Let me give it up and I don't want to care. Let me give it up and I don't want to care. boy, I'm better.
I took a bet, I take the sales.
Hi, this is Dave
and Jeff,
and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey, yes you are, and that was The Fuse live in 1979. How about that? Dean Peers on vocals for all those tracks. We heard Dean Peers' original there, Elevator. That was a fan save for sure. Before that, a couple of covers, Everything's All Right at the top, and Al Green's Take Me to the River in the middle there. Yes, the big Dean Peers tribute happening this Friday at the Pyramid Cabaret with the Fuse and Combo Combo. Now, I got a bit of a history lesson for you here. Now, you know that Gene was in the Fuse. You can even watch them if you can put up with the horrible glitches on YouTube. There's an episode of 1030 Live on YouTube. It's glitchy as all hell, but it's so cool to watch. You can put up with it. You just have to. But after the Fuse, everybody knows, of course, Dean started up the band he would, you know, be known for here in town, Combo Combo. But there was some action in between. Now, a lot of people don't know much about this action, and fewer people know. This may blow your mind. It blew mine when I found out. After Gene left the Fuse, he started a new band called The Crowd in Calgary. He moved from Winnipeg, went out to Calgary, started a band there called The Crowd. That band was seen by none other than future Pursuit of Happiness frontman Mo Berg. And when Gene later moved to Edmonton, Mo asked him to join his new band, which was called Troc 59. That's T-R-O-C 59. I don't know what the troc is. It's like 59 with an abbreviation, or apostrophe, rather, so it's like a year. So I don't know, was troc, was that like some weird car? I don't know. Anyways, that was the band, Troc 59, featuring Mo Berg and Gene Peers. And when Mo asked him to join the band, he said he'd join, but only if he could bring along his drummer, a guy by the name of Dave Gilby. Another former Winnipegger. Mo said, sure, why not? And while that band didn't last too long, Dave Gilby would stay and play with Mo Berg for pretty much the rest of his life. Yes, that was Dave Gilby, drummer of The Pursuit of Happiness. So we have Gene to thank for that partnership. How about that, huh? Mind blown. There you go. Sadly, we have nothing in audio form of The Crowd or Troc 59. We tried. Mo looked. He did. He seriously looked for me and couldn't find nothing. So, but what do you do? But we have the history, anyways. We have something for the history book. And we have some other stuff that I was able to dig up. We've got a couple of combo cuts. The original bass player from the Crash Test Dummies, George West, dug these up for me. I don't know where he found them. I got a bunch of stuff from Buck and Dan from the band, and these two songs weren't among them. So, I don't know. Maybe this is rare stuff. Very rare. Plus, we got something that I know is even rarer than that, that we're going to follow up the two combo cuts with. It's Gene singing a song written by a longtime Winnipeg Roots fan, John McKinnon, a musician in his own right. And he put together a CBC radio drama years back called Hurtin' Time and wrote a bunch of songs for it. And he got Gene to sing the title track. And we're going to hear that in this next set of music. Yes, indeed, we are. But we're going to start off with, I don't know what year this is from. I'm going to guess and say 87. That's just a total guess, but I'm probably not too far off. Combo. We're going to hear two songs. The second song, keep an eye out for the clarinet solo. Yes, a Gene Pierce clarinet solo, believe it or not. That's the second song. The first one is called Anything Like You.
Oh,
John McKinnon, classic, Curtain Time, recorded for a CBC radio drama, many moons ago. And before that, a couple from Combo Combo, Swing Easy, featuring a fabulous clarinet solo, and Anything Like You. Been a while since anybody heard those, I bet. You might hear them Friday night at the Pyramid Cabaret, however. Yes, it's the Big Gene Pierce tribute show happening Friday night. So long, Daddy-O. And it's going to be a ton of fun happening. There's going to be The Fuse. There's going to be Combo Combo. There's going to be Thespian doing stuff. We're not sure what exactly. But, of course, Gene was known probably more as an actor later in life, certainly. Combo Combo would always show up from time to time. They were bigger more in like late 80s, but and then Gene got the acting bug in a big way. He's a big part of Shakespeare in the Ruins. He appeared in with what's his name, Bill and Ted. He appeared with Ted in that Shakespeare play, whatever, I forget the names. Anyway. But yeah, he made his mark in that field as well. And that part of the thing is going to be represented Friday night, too. That'll be fun to see how they do that. And, of course, there's going to be a silent auction, too. And all the proceeds are going to Cancer Care Manitoba. And, yes, there will be an official Twang Trust package to bid on there, to put your little tickets in the bag for. It'll include, among other things, it'll include the very last brand new t-shirt, CKW t-shirt from 2004, the one that I designed myself with the flaming old-style microphone that everybody loves so much. It's brand new, never worn by a human, and it's not like a small either. It's an XL, so it's, you know, it's good. It's good. It's very happening. You got that. There's a whole bunch of Twine Crest and related pins stuck to it. We got a whole whack of cool DVDs, including a compilation of the Hatcher Brothers and the Blue Shadows, and a bunch of cool rock and stuff that I thought Gene would approve of. There's also, we're going to have CD copies of the tribute shows we did a couple of months ago, so you can listen. All this stuff, it's just not available, you know, and I think Combo Combo put out a cassette once, maybe two cassettes, I don't know, but one of them only had four songs. I don't know that they did much more than that. They did a lot of recording, but never released much, so that's the only place you're going to find that. And we've also got a weekend wristband to the River City Rumble Rockabilly Festival in that pack, too. That's a $75 value right there. So, yeah, when you add all that up, it comes close to $1 million worth of fun. So be sure to buy some silent auction tickets for that one. And who's going to be playing this weekend? Who's going to make up these bands now that Gene is no longer with us? Who's taking his place? Well, of course, Buck and Dan will be in Combo Combo. I believe they're going to be joined by Mr. Mike Melnick, formerly of the Mercurys and the Throb Tones. These days, you can see him in the Flipcat. Speaking of the River City Rumble, he's going to be playing the Rumble with the Flipcat. And, of course, Hatcher Briggs is more or less the Fuse. Let's hear something from them now, shall we? This one goes back not quite to Fuse days, but it's a new recording, a of an old set that he goes back to the six, for sure. I remember seeing him do this one as the six. But this is probably the newest thing they've recorded. A little thing called Getting Quiet Now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike Melnick and the Throb Tones here on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM. That comes from the newly released collection called Rockonicles, 1983 to 2003. The best of Mike Melnick and the Mercurys and the Throb Tones on the two CD package. That little nugget there spanned both bands, actually. There's a few different versions of it on here. A favorite called Hard Way to Get. Before that, the classic combo lineup of Dan Barr, Gene Pierce, and Buck Carter. Those are two Buck songs there, Blacklist and I'm Ready. And at the top of that set, Getting Quiet Now from Hatcher Briggs. All those folks are going to be playing this Friday at the Pyramid Cabaret as part of the So Long Daddy-O Gene Pierce Tribute Night. Sold out. Find a band member. That's the only way you're going to get a ticket is, you know, there may be a Hatcher brother with an extra ticket, you know. That's the only way you're going to find them. So call up anybody you might know. See what you can find. Otherwise, hope you got your ticket. We'll see you there. Gonna be a blast. Now, we mentioned Mike Melnick there from the Throb Tones. His new combo is the Flip Cats, and they're playing this year at the River City Rumble, the second year for the River City Rumble. They asked me to host it last year. And I thought, well, okay, sure, I could probably do that, maybe. And I had so much fun. It was such a great event. I thought, well, gosh, I got to get more involved. And I did, and I'm on the board now. And nobody's making money. It's just, you know, a bunch of music fans making something groovy happen. And that's what we're doing. We're doing it again. It happens on the August long weekend. August 2nd and 3rd, Saturday, Sunday of the long weekend. You know, if how many rockabilly cats have cabins to go to? Not many. So if you're in town, that's the place you want to be. It happens at the Metropolitan Entertainment Center, the old Met Theater across from the MTS Center there, the old movie house. And it's just a gorgeous place if you've ever been in there. It's they've done it up. Super fancy. It would be great fun. I tried it out last year. I just laid down in the middle of the dance floor and looked up at the ceiling. It's such a great ceiling. It's not quite Union Station, but it's a close second for best ceiling in the city. It's so much fun. And a great lineup. It's, you know, last year they had, what's his face, the bass player from the Stray Cats, which, you know, a big marquee thing, right? And he was great and all, but this year's lineup is, like, five times stronger, if you ask me, even though there's no, like, clear star power like that. But, you know, it's an all-Canadian lineup, and there's so many great bands here that you've never heard of. I guarantee you. I mean, I hadn't heard of a bunch of these things. You know, I got involved, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to pick all my favorite acts and book them, And unfortunately, some of that didn't happen. They weren't available and such. And they started booking bands, and I'd never even heard of half of these before. But then you check them out, and they're awesome. It's impressive that you can do a full two-day rockabilly festival, jam-packed with bands. There's close to 20 bands going to be playing over the course of the 2 days, and they're all Canadian. Blew my mind. And we're going to hear a bunch of them in this next set. On account of this is the last week. You have till, I guess, Saturday to get an early bird price for your weekend wristband. They're $75 a pop after this weekend. Right now you can get them for $65, so you can save $10. So not so bad. And that's for 2 days. That's two solid days of entertainment. It's going to, one of the things we're doing, we're tightening the whole thing up. Some people last year thought there was too much dead space early in the day. They started it pretty early and they did stuff. There's stuff going on all the time, but there was a little too much dead space, and that's being tightened up way, way much. I should learn more words. But, yeah, it's nonstop action. There's besides the live band, there's so much going on. There's all these workshops going on that you can take part in. There's workshops in swing dance, burlesque dancing, even hair and makeup, and rockabilly guitar. Paul Paget, who is otherwise known as Cousin Harley, is going to be doing a guitar workshop, which is pretty cool. If you're a musician, this guy has unbelievable licks. Will you hear him? Folks out west know him. He's like brings huge crowds out west. Here, nobody has even heard of him. It's weird. But there's a bunch of great bands here. We're going to hear from a bunch of them in this set. Well, I was talking about the other stuff. There's a car show going on Sunday. Last year, it was real drizzly. We're counting on nice weather this year. And the cars that were out last year, man, just gorgeous, some of those things. And there's going to be more of them this year. It's going to be a ton of fun. That's only happening on the Sunday. There's going to be films shown both days. Cool, groovy, retro, rockabilly-esque films. There's a tiki bar. There's, gosh, there's all kinds of stuff. All kinds of fun happening. River City Rumble, August 1 weekend. Let's kick this set off with Local Boy, who's also playing. He's playing this weekend, isn't he? It's the big benefit. He went out on the road recently, and the van died. And, you know, it's never any fun when your van dies on the road. And it's certainly a costly thing. So he's got a sort of a benefit thing going on in a tiki bar in Southdale. And that sounds like a ton of fun. We're talking about, of course, Greg Arcade, who's got a new record out now called Leaving Home. And not only is he playing this weekend, he's playing the River City Rumble. He's going to be doing, we're going to be doing a couple of sort of mini Rumbles previews before Goldeyes games this summer. We're going to do two. One of them's featuring Greg Arcade. That happens in July. That's going to be a ton of fun. Baseball and rockabilly. What could be more fun? We're going to have go-go girls. We're going to have classic cars. We're going to have live music. And Goldie will dress up like Elvis, I bet. I bet he will. If you ask him nice. But anyway, here's something from Greg Arcade's new record, Leaving Home. A little thing called Animal Party.
Thank you.
take time out of the Rockabilly Dance Party to let you know what you heard. That was Mr. Cousin Harley there from Out West, and a little ditty from his album It's a Sin called Spaghetti No Sauce. Yes, indeed. Cousin Harley, Paul Paget, will be hosting a Rockabilly Guitar Workshop here in the River City Rumble this year. Before that, Bloodshot Bill and Chick Stack and Alistair Crystal from Toronto. And just a super tasty little number called Little Jane May. And we started it off with local boy Midgood, Greg Arcade, from his brand new record called Leaving Home. We heard Animal Party. Now, here's one. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number five. This is a good one to have during a dance party. These guys, it's a duo, but boy, do they ever make a lot of noise. It's the Hellbound Hepcats. They'll be playing at the Met this August long weekend. Here's a little ditty for you called the Underpants Dance.
We'll be right back.
Oh my goodness, that's there, the Reverend Rambler from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Self-titled debut release from Mr. Rambler there, smoking, a little thing called Red River Blues. Produced by Greg Arcade of the Golden Oak Record Company. It's true. If you see the Reverend live, Greg Arcade playing bass. Yeah. Before that, Eve Hell and the Razors from their album When the Lights Go Out, and just a smoking version of Johnny Cash's Big River, and we started that little set off with the Underpants Dance from the Hellbound Hepcats, their second album called Number 2. I hope that doesn't mean it's crap. No, it just means it's their second album. Where are these guys from, anyways? Let's see. You'll be able to check the River City Rumble website out relatively soon and find out information like that. We're still working on it. It hasn't been proper updated yet. We're going to make it fancy. We're in the middle of doing that. Don't worry. I don't know where. It doesn't say where these guys are from. We'll find out soon enough, though. And you'll find out, you can ask them yourself, August 2nd and 3rd, when they play here at the River City Rumble at the Metropolitan Entertainment Center. And this is your last week to get tickets at the early bird price of $65. Goes up $10 after that. You might as well save yourself $10. That's a few beers, you know. Over the course of a weekend, you'll need a bit. So save it while you can. Why don't you? You can get them in person at Rockabilly in the Osborne Village or at eventbrite.ca over the internet. It's true. I went to Rockabilly last weekend, and bought a fancy new shirt. I wore it. Did you see me at the West End hosting the bands versus filmmakers in my fancy new shirt? Pretty spiffy, I gotta say. I gotta lose some weight so I can fit into one of those other fancy shirts they got there. Sweet stuff at Rockabilly, boy. Yeah. That's about it for the Twang Trust this week today. Kids, your old pal Jay, he's not making it in a live form, but he'll be here in the magical pre-recorded fashion very soon. If you're looking to get your face rocked off, well, don't worry. It's going to happen. Rock and Roll Damnation coming up here on CKW right away. But we're going to leave you with one more from the fella who's coming to town in June doing a three-night house concert tour of Winnipeg, playing here proper-like for the very first time, and we're super excited about it. His name is John D. Graham, and here's something. Where is it? What number 8, right? Okay, that's this one here. This is the most recent one. I think, no, he's got his own thing out since then. But this was like the second most recent thing he's released. It's a super group, is what it is. Now, he's been in a couple of super groups. Of course, he was in the True Believers. And they put out a couple of new songs last year, actually. But this group is even more super, if you ask me. This was my favorite record of 2012. It was way up there, though. It was like number one or two. It's so great. It's called At Least We Have Each Other. And who are they? They are the Hobart Brothers and Lil Sis Hobart. It's John D. Graham, 3D Johnson, and Susan Castle. And it's just a wonderful thing. And I hope he does a couple of his songs from here because they're all great. Here's one. This was a real collaboration. I love this one. It's a little thing called First Day on the Job. And this is going to do it for us here tonight on the Twang Trust. We'll see you Friday night at the Pyramid for the Big Gene Pure Bash. And we'll see you back here next week for what? What's going on? Anything soon? Jonathan Richmond's coming up soon, June 11th. We'll probably do a bunch of JoJo next week. We might be interviewing him. That's exciting. We invited him to come down and play live before the show, too. I hope something happens. I really do. But anyways, here we go. We'll see you soon enough.
One, two, three.
Realize